Never mind the Lib Dems, Remainer Party launches BLLCKS to Brexit as EU election campaign slogan. By Victoria Friedman on May 9, 2019. The leader of the hardline pro-Remain Liberal Democrats, Vince Cable, has revealed the party's European Parliament elections campaign slogan as Bollocks to Brexit. The special edition manifesto bearing the profanity was revealed by the left-wing Guardian, with a picture of Mr. Cable looking coyly over a couple of the booklets, grasped in his hand like a geisha behind a fan. The other version of the manifesto set to be delivered to voters during campaigning simply reads, "Stop Brexit. We are clearly the best organized, we have been leading the people's vote argument for 3 years and we've been the pro-Europe party for 50 years. We are credible and people recognize our unwavering clarity and commitment." The veteran Europhile, who once referred to Leave campaigners as Brexit jihadis, told the newspaper. "We are taking it very seriously, we have a high-pressure social media campaign where we are doing more than Farage's people," Mr. Cable said. "We are out of the traps early, and expect to do well. But it is a very unpredictable scenario," he added. Mr. Cable's optimism is not being borne out by reality. However, with the latest YouGov polling find the Liberal Democrats in fourth place on 10%, whilst Nigel Farage's Brexit party leads on 30%, the other two pro-Remain parties, the Greens and Change UK, are on 9% each. Bloomberg described the campaign stunt as a sign of the fevered nature of British politics, while Euronews's Vince McAviney raised the issue of whether the slogan could ever be uttered before 9 p.m. tweeting, "Sir Vince Cable has announced his party's slogan is Bollocks to Brexit." For fellow broadcast journos though, just did an Ofcom check and not clear whether we can actually say that pre-watershed. The soft profanity word bollocks means nonsense or testicles, and is common in British English. It has become a favorite amongst Remain activists, often seen on their posters and banners, and this is not the first time the use of the word by Remainers to describe the greatest political mandate in British history has come to media attention. Former Conservative Party donor and founder of Pimlico Plumbers Charlie Mullins, who supported Gina Miller's High Court case to give Parliament a meaningful vote on the withdrawal agreement, erected a very large bollocks to Brexit. It's not a done deal sign over his business on October 2018, and was told by Lambeth Council to seek planning consent for the sign.